Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great joy to be able to come into your home, your automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life, to take you off the wrong road, place you on the right road to heaven. Jesus come to save men and women, boys and girls from sin. And that's the gospel. And the Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet myself to spread the gospel and to go into jails and prisons to let those inmates know, even though they made mistakes, but the Lord can help them to move from that blunder in their life and get on the road to be able to move on in another direction. Even to those of you that's out there in the free world, you may have done things you're not proud of, but Jesus come to save men and women, boys and girls from sin, and take you off the wrong road and put you on the right road to heaven.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, we have a powerful message. Praise the Lord. We're talking about the names of God. We're going to continue the message on this month. So we'd like you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of this powerful message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for a miracle.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. Amen. And get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. Jesus come to change lives, and there's power in the name of Jesus. That's the reason why I lift up Jesus. I love to preach Jesus, because he's the one that can change lives. Because Jesus gave his life on Calvary's cross, shedding his blood. There's power in that blood, not only to forgive you of your sins, but to cleanse you, wash you, and take away the appetite, the desire for sin out of you, and give you a new nature to be born again, to have a desire to live for Jesus, serve the Lord. Praise God. Amen. That's what Jesus come to do. Praise God. Amen. Now, we talked about Jehovah Raha, me and the Lord, our shepherd, because the Lord is our shepherd. We talked about Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that will provide, because God will provide. He will put food on your table, clothes on your back, give you a house to live in. The Lord will take care of your needs. He'll make a way where there is no way. The Lord will do these things. We need to take the limit off in God. Because I'm telling you, the Lord is your shepherd, Jehovah Raha. And when you have the Lord on your side, you have all that you need. That's why David said in Psalm 23:3, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Amen. You don't have no need for nothing when the Lord is your shepherd. Praise God. Amen. Now today we're going to talk about Jehovah Rapha, which is the Lord that heals. He is a God that heals all manner of sickness and disease. Praise God. Let's go to Acts 10:38, Missionary Velvet. What did the Bible say in Acts 10:38?
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
Now, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power to go forth amen, healing all manner of sickness and disease. Jesus went forth destroying the works of the devil. And I'm here on radio to let you know that Jesus not only gave his life on Calvary's cross for our sins, but he also paid for your sickness so that you can be healed. I'm telling you, amen. Because Jesus come not only to save you from your sin, but also to save you from your sickness. Praise God. And that's good news. And I'm here to let you know. Amen. Jesus was healing the sick, casting out devils. Amen. Putting people in their right mind. People talking about mental illness. But Jesus cured people of mental illness. Oh, yes, he did. Praise God. Amen. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Power in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. God anointed Jesus Christ, amen, with the Holy Ghost. It takes the power of God to cast the devils out people. And we got some devils in people today. People that got cursing demons. Folks got, amen, demons in them that cause them to act out and do violent acts. Hurt other people. Cause them to steal and rob and kill. Commit murder. Those are demonic spirits. Witchcraft is a demonic spirit. But the power of God through Jesus Christ will run them devils out them people and cast them demons out and set the people free from what the devil got you tied to. Praise God. Now Jesus cast the devils out of a man that had so many demons in him. He was so strong that they couldn't bind him. They bound him with chains and he broke them because all them demon spirits in him. And people now can be so strong and they can be so uncontrollable that even the police can't handle them because they got so many demonic spirits in them. But I want to let you know Jesus come to cast them demons out of a person and give you a mind to live right and to serve the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Isaiah 53 and 1. What did the prophet say?
Who had believed our report?
Who had believed our report?
And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?
The arm of the Lord is revealed to those that believe the report.
For he should grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him.
Now Jesus came into the world to be on a mission. He didn't come, amen, to raise a family. He didn't come to get married. He didn't come for all of that. But he come to lay the plan of salvation so that we can be free. Praise God. What did the Bible say?
He despised and rejected the men.
He was despised and rejected the men.
A man of sorrow and acquainted with grief.
A man of sorrow is acquainted with grief.
We are hid as it were our faces for him. He was despised and we esteem him not.
Amen. And I'm telling you, folks didn't praise him. They didn't give him no credit.
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions.
He was wounded for our transgressions.
He was bruised for our iniquity.
He was bruised for our iniquity.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him.
And with his stripes.
With his stripes.
We are healed.
We are healed. I'm telling you, and I'm telling you, it's time for people to believe the Bible, believe the word of God. Stop believing what man said, what some theologian said, and believe what this Bible said. Because God's word is true. Let every man, let every devil be a liar, but let God's word be true. Jesus took the, amen, stripes on his back. And every stripe he took is for every sickness known to man. And Jesus come to heal you of sickness and disease. What I'm trying to tell you, I'm trying to tell you that even though you might be sick, but Jesus come to deliver you from that sickness. Jesus come to heal your body so that you can be healed by the stripes of Jesus. Praise God. I'm telling you, it's time for people to take the limit off in God. A lot of people got faith to believe God to, amen, put money in their bank account. Oh, amen. Oh, believe God to pay a bill for them. But when it comes down to healing, their faith is down to zero. But I'm here to let you know the same God that can bless your money, the same God that can give you a job, the same God that can, praise God, fix your marriage, it's the same God that can heal you of sickness and disease. Praise God. I'm telling you. Because I'm telling you, God is almighty. Amen. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Amen. Knowing that you are God that work miracles and heal. Lord, I want you to look on the people that's out there, and, amen, listening to the broadcast. Those that are sick in their bodies, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Lord, touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, amen. Amen. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, Lord Jesus, the coronavirus. Lord, whatever the problem is, Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisons. Lord, those that are bound by different habits and sins. Amen. Lord, set them free in Jesus' name. Those that are hooked on drugs, amen. Those that are hooked on, amen, profanity, amen. Those that want to steal and rob, cast them demons out to people and set them free by your divine power. Lord, do these things. We'll give your name the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up, say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. Come to Jesus. He will heal you. He will set you free. Just come on to him. Believe that message, that prayer. You have got your answer. And you hold on to it and don't let go and keep on saying, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord will continue to lift you up. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. As I often say, Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you. Have hope and you to prosper. You are not forsaken. And you are not, the Lord is there always with you. Those that pray within your prayer and support of our ministry, continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Remember, God has a plan for you that you can be free and prosperous in Jesus Christ. Remember that God loves us an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. He is a God that does not change. You give him a chance, and he will prove himself to you. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vera and myself. As the Lord bless us to go into jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Praise God. And those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. And those that's incarcerated, write our ministry for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisons are free. Spanish-speaking inmates write for Spanish material. Go, Jesus, love the Spanish-speaking people. And those of you in the free world, we solicit your financial support as we get ready to branch out and move on to other radio stations with our broadcast. So those who want to be part of this great move of God, you can send your tax-deductible gifts through my website or PayPal. It'd be greatly appreciated. And may God gonna bless you for being a support of this powerful ministry. Praise God. To this broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.